Hello. Oh, hey, baby. How are things at home? John, stop it. I'm trying to talk to my husband. You are so bad. Seriously? Right now? No, it's okay, honey. This is a good time to talk. Very good, in fact. Maybe even the best. No, John agrees. It's a good time. Oh, I'm in our room right now. Oh, I didn't tell you. Yeah, we had to share a room. Well, when we got to the hotel, it was fully booked, and they screwed up our reservation and were forced into the same room together. Well, yes, there are some nearby hotels with vacancies, but baby, John laid down the law. I need to be in the same hotel because I have to be available 24/7. There's all sorts of emergency meetings with business partners. And John also requires a lot of personal attention, which you already know. I have to be ready for him at any time, day or night. He was actually quite insistent, and you know how forceful John can be. He has to have it his way. Well, yes, there's only one bathroom, but John has been a gentleman, and he never does anything I don't want him to do. What are you so afraid of? That my boss is going to see something he shouldn't? Like what? No, baby. I want you to tell me exactly what you think might happen. It's important to address these issues head on in a good marriage. Oh, that's so funny. You're afraid he might spy on me in the shower? You really think he wants to see your wife with no clothes on? Oh, that's so flattering. Tell me what else you think might happen to your little wife this weekend. He might see me in a negligee and be overcome with desire. You don't want him to see your cute, loving wife's body. This isn't a romance novel, darling. I'm a married woman with children. And besides, aren't you proud of me, honey? You should want to show me off. John loves to do that. When we go out dancing, he's so sweet. He treats me just like you would. People think we're a couple all the time. Actually, that led to a problem last night when we ran into Sam and Jessica. Yes, our neighbors. I guess they were enjoying an out-of-town vacation and just happened to be in the same hotel. They were absolutely scandalized. It was so funny. John and I actually started playing it up a little bit, just to shock those old sticks in the mud. Well, I think Jessica was the only one who really had any objections. Well, you know how Sam feels about you. After your last altercation, he's probably loving knowing the fact that your wife is stepping out on you. I saw him checking us out, wondering if we were a couple or not. I gave him a smile and a wink, and just to be extra naughty, I put my finger to my lips in front of my mouth. Like I was saying, shh. Now he thinks we have a secret. Maybe he'll try to blackmail your wife. It was so funny. Come on, tell me you think it was funny. I want to hear you say that you like it too. It'll make me feel better about making jokes at your expense. Like I'm laughing with you instead of at you. Oh, I hope they're at the bar again tonight. John and I are going to go down to the hotel bar later this evening with some clients. It can get pretty wild in there, such a young and adventurous crowd. Everybody's drinking, everybody's dancing and having fun and just letting loose. No, John promised to take plenty of pictures so I can show you later. I just think it's so funny that our friends and neighbors think I'm cheating on you so openly. It's even funnier that none of them have ever told you about seeing me on these trips. I'm the only one who tells you anything. And it makes me feel like I could get away with anything I wanted. I know your friends won't tell on me. It seems like they enjoy my behavior. No, of course it's not all fun and games here. I'm working so hard for John. At least he appreciates my efforts to please him. Willingness to please his clients. We were up very late discussing their rate of growth and my capacity to accommodate their shipments. No matter how large. Filling each other out. It took nearly the whole night to satisfy his clients' needs. They kept taking various positions, and I had to accommodate each and every one, assuring them all that I welcomed their input. Yes, dear, anything they wanted to put in, I welcomed. It's my job. One client in particular had a very large endowment that required very specific storage conditions. Internal storage in a very moist environment. I tried telling him that I had no space large enough for him, but he just kept shoving and shoving and pushing his point. And finally, I realized that with a little extra effort, I could handle his load as well. Oh my gosh, how are you getting anything sexual out of this conversation? You're such a pervert. I think you must be some kind of jealousy junkie. Sometimes I think you must wish there really was something going on here other than a business trip. You have no basis for suspicion here at all. You know how much I love you and respect you. Well, I'm eating a steak. Room service. John is paying for it. Of course you can hear noises. When a girl is eating a thick, juicy piece of meat, it's hard not to make noise. Yes, I do have to eat while I'm talking to you. This is the only break John and I have today without clients around. And as soon as you answered, John insisted I start stuffing my face. Oh my God, honey. You have to try this sometime. I asked for rare, but I'm getting it raw. It's so tasty and warm. So delicious. So good for me, with lots of protein. Just the thing for a girl away from home. So far from her husband. So expensive. You could never provide a piece of meat this big. How nice of John to give it to me. I love to eat John's meat, and being able to talk to my husband while I do it makes it so much better. There you go with your jealousy again. Just making up things to be upset about. You are absolutely crazy. Do you miss me, baby? You know I miss you, right? Actually, John just told me we might have to stay an extra couple days. His biggest client is very happy with my service and wants to work on me. I mean work with me a little more before he has to fly back home. I should say no. I should come home. Right now. Why? Because you say so? What if I say no? No, honey. If you want to discuss this, I want to do it right now. And I don't care if John can hear. I want him to hear this. You know, he's quite upset with you right now, and that's just going to make things even harder. Who's going to pay our bills if I leave right now? You? Are you going to go work at McDonald's? I'm supposed to survive on a burger flipper's salary. Your ingratitude is starting to wear on me a little bit, and on John, too. You get to stay home and watch the kids, cook and clean, and take it easy while I'm out earning our living. You're basically a stay-at-home mom. Who do you think makes that possible? John, that's who. Who puts food on the table at your house? John, who puts clothes on our kids' back? John, you ask me, John is the man of this family, not you. You should show him some more appreciation. Stop asking so many questions. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. John said to tell you that you should get used to it. That he might have to start using me on weekends more often. Is that what you want? No. Then John says you owe me an apology. Okay, that's better. All I ask is for a little appreciation from you, a little gratitude. Actually, that was a little too easy. I want a little bit more from you. And I want to tell you this right now while John is here to enjoy it. All this attitude you've been showing since I got this job, I want it to stop. John has been so good to us, and all you do is complain about my job, about how much time I spend out of our home. If John did want me to do a little extra, I think it's the least I could do for him. I would do it, and I think you should just accept that. I don't think you really have a choice. It's your own fault. If you could earn a decent enough living to support your family, then John wouldn't have to step in and provide for us. He is such a man, honey. I really respect him. I'm also thankful for his generosity, and any good wife should always be willing to show her appreciation for the man who takes care of her family. What would you do if I told him I'm really showing him my appreciation? Right this minute, while I'm on the phone with you. Because I am. I'm showing him so much appreciation, honey. And so are you. By not hanging up the phone. By letting us do this to you. I know what you're doing right now. I know you have your sad little pecker in your hand. I love that. I love knowing that you're home alone right now while I'm out having the time of my life. While I'm out on the town showing John just how much he means to our family. I love it that you just sit there and mope while he's having fun with your wife. He made me call you, honey. He likes this a lot. I'm doing this to you to please him. He wants to put you in your place. Now, tell me you miss me. Tell me I'm the only person you will ever love. Tell me how much you love me and how much you wish I was at home with you right now instead of being out with John. Do you mind that I'm out with him while you're babysitting and house cleaning? Are you jealous? Are you lonely? Oh, honey, are you crying? Oh, yes. This is great. Keep going. keep crying, honey. Jana's loving this. Thank you, baby. John says to thank you for him, too. We'll be back in the room later tonight with some important clients. And I want you to stay by the phone. I'll be calling you later. If you want me to come home at all, I suggest you pick up the phone when it rings. And you stay on the line, no matter what you think you hear. Kiss the kids goodnight for me. And honey, I love you.